This is a podcast for the Sovereign Hill Museums Association, Ballarat.
Hello, I'm Jill Blee. I'm a writer and historian, and I'd like to talk to you about Catholic education on the goldfields. Now, most of the Catholic population in early Victoria was Irish. The people had come from the counties in southwest of Ireland. The ones worst affected by the Great Potato Famine were among the poorest of the immigrants, and they stayed poorer longer than most. In Ireland, the teaching of children by Catholic schoolmasters had been banned at the beginning of the 18th century under the penal laws, which placed many restrictions on Catholic Ireland. People caught teaching children risked jail or transportation. So to avoid capture, the teachers took to conducting their schools in the open and by hedgerows. In that way, they could quickly disband their classes if the constabulary made an appearance. The schools became known as hedge schools as a result. They had no books, slates, or pencils. The children wrote in the dirt in which they sat and learned by rote from the stories the teacher told them. All tuition was in Irish. As the 18th century wore on, and the government turned a blind eye to the activity of the hedge school teachers, many found more permanent accommodation, but their schools remained largely without equipment and facilities of any kind. As the English could not understand the Irish language, they believed the teachers were indoctrinating their students and inciting them to rebellion. They developed a new system of education called the Irish National System, in which all teaching was in English, but there were few of these schools in the parts of Ireland from which the immigrants came. The first Catholic school on the Ballarat Goldfields was opened in April 1852 by Father Matthew Downing in the tent he was using for a chapel on the Brown Hill diggings. As the area was prone to flooding, he moved his tent in March of the following year to the gravel pits near the Melbourne Road. By the end of the year, he had erected a new chapel, 85 feet long and 25 feet wide. It had slab walls and a canvas roof, and was the largest private building on the goldfields at the time. But one of the teachers, John Manning, didn't think much of it. He said it had only one very ungainly table of about 12 feet long, which served as a writing desk for as many as could crowd around it. The rest of the students had to kneel on the wet floor along the seats and write on them. When James Bonwick became acting inspector of the region in 1857, he described the school as dilapidated and barely habitable. All the schools suffered from a lack of equipment, as the denominational schools board would only provide funds for about half of the amount claimed for. Teachers either had to supply the balance from their own meagre pay, or the children went without. There were schools that were worse than St. Alipius. Here is an inspector's description of the Catholic school at Warren Heap.
The children know nothing. The schoolroom is dirty and ill provided with the merest requisites. During the time of the inspection, pigs, dogs and fowls, young and old, seem to feel it incumbent upon their conscience to be present, and more, to make their presence felt. A high bench at which but four can write at once is the only writing accommodation. There are but three slates, two pencils and a few ragged books amongst 26 children. The teacher even displayed a wonderful amount of ignorance. I feel that the present building is unsuitable for a public school.
In an effort to tame the children, who the inspectors complained were wild, Singing was introduced, and singing inspectors were appointed to go to all the schools in the district to teach songs. They visited regularly to see how the children were getting along with their singing, but the Ballarat inspector was very disappointed with the pupils at St. Alipius. He wrote in his report,
"The natural deficiencies of these children are astonishing. There is not one third of the whole school that can distinguish one sound from another. Their advancement has been very slow, but at the same time I should not be doing them justice did I omit to state that they have suffered many drawbacks from the dilapidated state of the school building, which, in rainy or windy weather, was scarcely habitable."
The inspector believed that the Catholic children were so much worse than Protestant children because they were poorer, and most had been born and raised in the bush until the lure of gold had brought them into the goldfields. Some were from agricultural districts of Ireland, where they had little chance to cultivate their musical skills. And, he said, the lack of singing in their religious worship meant they had no ear for music.